He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Cartman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Cartman Show.
Well, hello there, friends and neighbors. Here we are again. Grab your peanuts and your soda, kick your shoes off, sit back and relax, because it's time for the Jason Cartman Show. And I am that lucky guy, living life to the fullest and trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. Not the ice cold drink, you know it. It's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy. How do I do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, overall, I just try to be the nicest guy I can be. I take care of my kid, lend a helping hand even to strangers when needed, and I try to understand that there's something to be said for preserving good old-fashioned values. Hey, you know, there's something about preserving good old-fashioned music and comedy, too. That's where the fun is. And it's just about that time, so let's get on with it, shall we? Right here on The Jason Cartman Show.
Singing his song, all the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet tweet tweet, Rock and Robin, tweet tweet tweet. Blow Rock and Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go bird go. Rock and Robin, Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Go Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, 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 tweet. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talking about the truth of poppin' it. Started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, tweet. Blow Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, 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 rock. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman stand. Taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet. Blow Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
That was a great classic by Bobby Day, Rockin' Robin. Here are Ruby and the Romantics with Our Day Will Come.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young. Love and wear a smile. Our dream-
here are Billy and the Essentials with Babalu's Wedding Day.
Boom, boom, boom. Where's everybody running? Look at everybody go. Boom, boom, somebody please tell me, why's all the rush?
I'm on a day of Babalu's get married.
What you say?
Babalu's get married.
That you scared.
Florida man was recently arrested when police found suspected crystal meth on his floorboard. He was cleared weeks later when the substance was revealed as donut glaze. The police report in Orlando, Florida says an officer staking out a 7-Eleven store for suspected drug activity pulled over Mr. Daniel Rushing, age 64, after he left the store for failing to make a complete stop before pulling out of the parking lot. And he was also, by the way, driving 42 miles an hour in a 32 mile an hour zone. He kept telling the officers that it was donut glaze. They did not believe him, even after a field test indicated that it was an illegal substance. Charges were dropped when the Florida Crime Lab indicated that the crystal meth was nothing other than donut glaze. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Oh, dear landlord, please hear these words that I speak.
It's been said that marriage is a gamble that often wins a full house. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, listen, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Tell your mama not to worry, everything's gonna be all right. Don't let me hear you talking, just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me this or any other day. Don't let me hear you argue when I say forget you, 'cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way.
Never wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I've always gotta have.
That was Eddie Cochran singing My Way. Nope, not the one Frank Sinatra did. Here's Aretha Franklin with Sitting on Top of the World.
You know that I'm sitting up on top of the world. say that I'm quitting.
Back when I was a young'un, you could walk around if you was a grown adult feller, didn't have to tell nobody where you was going. But the minute you died, they assigned four folks to watch you at all times. You remember them days? Mama would send me over at midnight to set up with the dead. You had to watch them. Come breakfast time, they'd run all the young'uns off, say, y'all got to go to school. I went to see my mama about a month ago. She said, baby, my mama still calls me baby. Said, baby, I want you to take me out to the funeral home to visit a man's family what has deceased. I said, yes, ma'am. We got to the funeral home, got out there and sat down, shook hands with everybody, said, hello, I'm so sorry. 10 o'clock, a big tall fella got up and said, ladies and gentlemen, this funeral home is closed. We'll open back up in the morning at 9 o'clock. I leaned over to my mama. I said, hallelujah. They done figured out a way to set up with the dead. Let the undertaker do it. That's good. That's what they ought to been doing all along. Well, Uncle Versy Ledbetter got up. He said, you know Uncle Versy Ledbetter, married to Aunt Pet. They got 11 young'uns. Ardell, Burnell, Raynell, W.L. Linnell, Odell, Udell, Marcel, Claude, Eugene, and Clovis. Yeah, that's him. That's him. Hey, and Uncle Versy. Uncle Versy said, sir, you go right ahead and shut the funeral home down. That's all right. But I'm going to leave two of my boys here, Clovis and Eugene. I want them to watch him all night. It'd been there about an hour, and Clovis could see a neon light on a beer joint over yonder across the road. And Clovis said, Eugene, I believe I'll step over and get us something to drink. And Eugene said, I ain't staying here with him by myself. And Eugene said, well, Clovis, I'll go. Being as you brought it up, Clovis said, I ain't staying here with him by myself neither. And I understand there's three more of them down the hall. They sat there about another hour. They decided to go get them something to drink and just take a dead feller with them. They got him up, one on each side, and here they went. Walking toward the beer joint. Every now and then they'd bounce his feet in the middle of the road to make folks think he is taking steps in there between them. Walked right on up to the beer joint and stood him right up at the counter. Clovis Ledbetter was over here drinking, and Eugene is over here. The dead man was the best dressed man in the whole beer joint. About that time, a fight broke out. Oh, Fist City, busting chairs over one another's head. Here come the police blowing them syringes. Lined them up against the wall, handcuffing them. And in the melee, the dead fella got knocked down in the middle of the floor. Clovis Ledbetter fell down there by and put his arm under his head and started squalling. And he pointed to the fella that hit him and said, you killed him, you killed him. I saw you when you killed him. You done it, you done it. Sheriff went over to handcuff the fella, and the fella said, wait a minute, Sheriff. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was in the fight. I did hit that fella, but it was self-defense. He pulled a pocket knife on me.
He bought me a book on jogging. They write books on how to jog. How intellectually deprived do you have to be to not figure out how to jog? Where do you run into problems? Oh, gee, I'm skipping again. You know, honey, there's a lot more to this jogging than meets the eye. Are there people in America so dense they see runners on the horizon? How do they do that? There's got to be a book. And the book is thick. It means they fill it with information you'll never use. One whole chapter devoted to how to train for a marathon. I read the first line and looked at my wife and said, we'll ever live 26 miles from a donut shop. Why else would anybody run that far? Some information I used. What to do if you're ever out running and a dog chases you. That's right, that happens. And they tell you not to try to outrun the dog because the dog will catch you and bite you. So what you're supposed to do is when you hear the dog, you stop running, you turn around, you face the beast, point your finger at him so he knows you're talking to him. You don't want any confusion out there. You know, an armadillo can run by, then you got total chaos. After you point, you stomp your foot, you go, freeze! The loud voice is supposed to let the dog know you're the one in charge. Yeah. So I'm out jogging one morning, and trust me, this is the pace I jog at. I didn't want to break a sweat while I was out running, because we know how annoying that could be. And I got in my zone, and you runners know what a zone is. That's where your thoughts become so focused on one thing, and I'm thinking glazed. I'm going to get a glazed. Give me a cinnamon roll and a buttery croissant. From my zone, I get awoken by this vicious sound. I stop running, and I turn around, coming down the street, full bore, with his teeth flared. These are teeth. Is this tiny little three-legged dog. Thing's missing his right front leg, and he is motoring. He's like... Well, perhaps I'm warped, but I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I couldn't get freeze on. I was laughing at him. I just pointing at him and spitting on myself. He kept coming. So anyway, he got close enough to me. I got nervous. I let him have it. I went, freeze! And just like the book, the dog stopped and began to tip where the leg was missing. Poor thing, I could see it in his eyes. Oh, not again! And he hopped up right away and growled. I go, too late, man, you blew it. I was scared, I was, man, not no more. Why don't you come with me, I'll get you Krispy Kreme.
I'm going to drive around a little bit today and explore some of our county's back roads. There's a lot of places to explore in your own backyard as well. I'm fortunate enough to live in a great place, the land of enchantment, New Mexico, particularly southern New Mexico. From finding fresh roasted green chilies to that bullet hole in the wall at the Lincoln County Courthouse, put there by the most famous regulator himself, Billy the Kid. You can even explore space, that's right. Southern New Mexico played a big part in the science and technology that involves our space program. Explore it all, but start by exploring alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. These sites are all linked at my website at jasonkirtman.com. Today's program is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. I use their products, and I love them, particularly the degreaser. It's great for cleaning stovetops, barbecue grills, and even tossing a cap or two into the laundry. Todaysfullerbrush.com. I'm going to drive around those back roads today, like I said, and I'm going to take my son with me. I always do. You should spend time with your kids and talk to them. Find out what their dreams and aspirations are. Encourage and motivate them. That's what it takes to bring back the Nickel Soda Pop. I'm going to leave you with a great song from Chris Anderson and Tilly Sager, Baby, You've Got What It Takes. Y'all have a great week. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the winter go, and it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow, and baby, you've got what it takes. Now listen, honey.
Do your thing, Tilly.
You know to make a romance sweet. Oh, and it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
Oh, well, it takes somebody special to knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes. Just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you, and it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do, and baby, you've got what it takes.
Just what it takes.
Oh, what it takes, more.
baby.